Screech! Grampy slammed on the brakes and we skidded to a halt. In front of us, three sheep were standing right in the middle of the road, chewing steadily, and staring at us with strange yellow eyes. They didn't even flinch as the car stopped inches away from their noses.
Bloomin' animals!
Grampy muttered. He opened his door and began to get out. The largest sheep let out a loud baa, and then the other two joined in.
Baa, baa, baa.
The mournful bleating bounced off the rocks and echoed to and fro and to and fro until it sounded as if thousands of ghostly sheep were hovering all around us. As the baaing gradually faded, the three sheep in front of the car nodded at us. Once, twice, three times. Then, with a toss of their heads, they wheeled away and trotted off the road. And in seconds, they had completely disappeared. For a moment or two, nobody said anything. Then Grampy got back into the driving seat and slammed the door shut.
Always been famous for the echo, this valley, he said as he started the engine. Sounded like a sheep's chorus, if you ask me.
Gran and Josh laughed. Mandy gave a nervous little giggle, and Gran patted her knee.
Odd things, sheep, she said. Never can tell what they'll be up to next. Now let's hope we don't get stopped again, or my pie'll be ruined.
And off we went. As we drove away, I turned round to look behind me, and there were the three sheep back in the road, staring at me. But this time, they were shaking their heads.
No, 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 no.
I didn't say anything. My stomach felt as if it was full of freezing cold stones, and I knew if I tried to speak, my voice would tremble.